All right, so we're holding Bezes Hashem, Klal Gimel Sif Katan Ches, the last Sif in Klal Ches, in Klal Gimel, and the Chofetz Chaim just gave us the instructions about when does the Mitzvah Saseh of Tzedek, B'Tzedek Tishpat Amisecha, that there's an obligation to honor, to judge a person favorably. So he told us that by a regular person, if it's like a 50-50, a person is obligated to judge him favorably. If it's a chush of a person who's a Yirei Shemayim, who we don't know who's Eivar Averis, then even if it's Noita Lekav Choyiv, you still have an obligation to be Dan Lekav Skuz. And if it's a person, a regular person, who it looks very much as if he did do an Avera, then in that case, it's Toiv, it's a good, it's a Midah Toiv, he learns that you should at least judge him favorably to the point of saying, I'm not sure that the person actually transgressed. So he says in Sivkot Neches, "Vafilu b'mokem shakav choyv machriya yosef," and even in the case where it's a regular person, who we know sometimes does aver, sometimes not, and now I see that he's in a situation that circumstantial evidence seems to point strongly that he's being over an aver, that he was over an aver. So vafilu b'mokem shakav choyv machriya yosef, the mitzad adin leki yisuro kol kach im yachriya olakav choyva. In other words, you're lacking that mida toiva, but you're not being over the maaseh of tzedek tzedek b'tzedek tishpat amisecha. So he says, "Hainu l'inyan sheyuskam b'ni atzmei olav she'aseh shlo kadin." All that will help is that for yourself, in your mind, you can feel that he did wrong. But just because you saw something which to you seems to be, it looks like he had something not kosher, it looks like that he bought something that it was improper, or whatever, that doesn't give you a heter to go and tell anybody else about it. And that's the Keish Harbi Dwarm Shafilu Mena Din Imay Gamkin Asal Vazus Avizet. And that's what the next klal Dalid is about, a most difficult klal to learn. So we'll try it as Hashem. Klal Dalid. So he says, also l'saper al chaveiray, afilu shaloi b'fana v'u emes, dava shiz baza al-yidezeh. Now, that's obvious, that one is not allowed to say something even if it's true, something that will cause the person to be embarrassed. And not only things that are a g'nai k'gon, lizkar all of ma'isa voice of kreva, to say that what kind of a rotten family he comes from, or to mention that he used to do certain averis and now he became a bal tshuva. Regardless whether he had at one time done things which were sins in Yadus or sins in Benon Chaveri, stole, damaged. Kibin shu ata misnaik ata kishura, since now he is acting properly, also laganoisa bozeh. So then, obviously, there's even though a person did an avera, which he's coming to differentiate between what he'll be discussing in the next sifim. If a person presently is doing an avera, under what circumstances is it permitted to tell his rav, to tell a bezdin, or to tell others about staying away from such a person? So that's why he's magdim. He introduces that, of course, if it's a question of some things that he did in the past. Now he's acting properly. Also, you're not allowed to denigrate him, degrade him because of that. But lashon hara mikri, that's lashon hara. El afilu ra'u zemi koray beinoy levein atzmei shasadov she'ein roy al pidin. And even if recently you saw that he did something which is wrong, v'humi advarim shemin odin lamokay, and it's something which is bein odim lamokay. In other words, he saw that he was wearing shatnez or whatever, something like that, or eating something not kosher. Because there's a difference between if you see that he's stealing something, or he's causing somebody damage, or whether he's doing a personal avera. So even in the case where he's doing a personal avera, gam kein also laganoise bozeh, unless we're going to discuss as the details that he will tell us in Siftal, in Zayin. So the Chofetz Chaim tells us in the Be'er Mayim Chaim that sometimes when a person, you know, you want to inspire somebody and you say, look at that person, he grew up totally secular, did Kol Davar Asura, and look what he became. Look what a gewaldig person he became. So really, your kavan is not leganoso. Your kavan is not to belittle that person for carrot. You're saying, wow, look how far this person came. Look how gewaldig it is. You could do it. We could do it. All of us could do it. We all could be Bali Tshuva, etc. And even if you're telling it to someone, if you're telling it to someone who's going to look down on the person because, oh, he's a Bali Tshuva, so then, of course, you can't say it. But even he says, even if you're telling it to another person who also is in the Kirov movement, who's also inspired by that, still you can't discuss that and let it go further. Because if it goes further, it may reach people that are not aware of the situation and will look down on such a situation. So in other words, even though at the time that you're saying it, so he says, even in that case, since if you would say it in front of him, he would be embarrassed, and it will be spread, it'll go and be spread to others, therefore there would be an Isur of Lashon Hara. So then, okay, so far the Chofetz Chaim is introducing that the fact that a person in the past did an Aveira, Avad is no heter, that you're allowed to belittle him because of that. And even if, let's say, recently he did an Aveira, and the Chofetz Chaim will tell us there's a difference, that when it comes to Hilchas Eidus, if it's known that a person did an Aveira which passes him for Eidus, which makes him an invalid witness, so then it doesn't help that we say, you know, maybe he did tshuva or he probably did tshuva. That's not going to help until we know he's going to be b'cheskas edus psulim. He's going to be apostle eid. But nevertheless, that's as far as the bezdin is concerned, as far as edus. But as far as we ourselves are concerned with this person, so we don't know really. Maybe he did do tshuva. So as far as us discussing with somebody else that this person is a bad guy and therefore should stay away from him, or etc. So that's what the Chofetz Chaim now is going to discuss. So he says, even if you know that he did a chait recently, vein chiluk bazeh, there's no difference bein mulav gomer or asei gemura deraisa hamafurshim shuasa. Even if it's an avera which everybody knows is forbidden, shevavada yizbazem ba'oid lefnei hashemei aidei sipuro. Surely, if now people talk about it, he'll be embarrassed. Afilim udava shein nisharin bazeh harbim amon Yisrael. And even if it's something which, unfortunately, people, it's aser, but people are not careful about it. And it's not considered such a big busha that if you say this about this person, you say, this guy, the guy doesn't learn, he never comes to a seder. So, unfortunately, that's something which, you know, there are other people, not in this shul, but in other shuls, other places, other cities, there are actually people who taka don't have a kniyasit from the tayr, and they don't actually learn every day. There are taka such people, the Chofetz Chaim as Mechadish does. So he says, nevertheless, and even though it's not such a big anay, because regular people are not going to feel that's such a big deal. So nevertheless, going to say, loyim alecha chain reitz in the tayr, he doesn't like to learn, so that also is a davar ganay. Oh, that guy said a lie. So that's not so big. It's not in the eyes of many people, even though the Torah's eyes are a little different, but the eyes of many people, it's not such a bad thing. So he said a lie, big deal. Unless it's important to know that this guy lied about something specific. So he says, Afal Pikain, Osir, Kimin Shal Koponin, Lifi Dvarav, Hu Ish, Shein Makayim Esatayr. The way you're saying it, he's a person who's not being mekayim the Torah. V'afilu l'saper ola ba'anfei ha-mitzvahs. And even if it's just one of the branches of mitzvahs, k'goyin shu atzrin b'momen v'ein mechabit Shabbos k'roi. You say that, you know, this guy has a very bare Shabbos table. So it's not exactly like a direct, tremendous aveira. But nevertheless, that's also a g'nai. Shadov ezen nichla b'mitzvahs aseh d'zohar. K'moy shekasev sefer ha-charedim. You know, and a person is supposed to spend nicely for Shabbos. And if a person is cheap on the Shabbos meal, and you say, boy, that guy, you know, he has really scrimpy Shabbos meals, etc., because, you know, he's a cheap guy. So that's considered also saying a g'nai, even though it's not like such a direct, clear aveira to people. Oy, afilu hu milzit rabbanu ba'alma, shein romru, shein roi lasis zed dovel chafila. Or even if it's only something which is a siyag, which they said that a person shouldn't do this, and you say this person did, who misaper alav hafilu shaloi b'fanav, who emes, Shiro ba'atzmi sha'asa davar zeh, and you saw him do it. Gam kein osa, it's forbidden to now tell it to another person, as we'll see, in all circumstances.